With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Tomorrow is the last day for Basalt residents to give feedback on Arbony Pool updates. Over the next 4 years, the town is looking to give the pool a facelift while working towards its sustainability goals. The first priority for this fall is to update the water lines, install new mechanical equipment, and add solar panels to help reduce the pool's carbon footprint. As it stands now, the Arbony Pool has the highest greenhouse gas emissions of any town facility. The project would cost the town just over $600,000 this year, with more to be spent over the next 3 years. Basalt residents can provide feedback on the project at letstalk.basalt.net. Colorado researchers will get more than $700,000 to study whether recent oil and gas reforms are leading to fairer outcomes for disadvantaged communities. Senate Bill 181 gave local governments more say in where wells go. Professor Desiree Crow at the University of Colorado Denver says one goal is to see if local control means better outcomes for low-income communities and people of color.
Who is actually being engaged and involved in those processes across communities? And is it different in different counties, in different municipalities, so that we can understand those eventual policy decisions that could lead to either better or worse outcomes for those communities?
CU Denver will team up with the Colorado School of Mines and the Colorado School of Public Health. Snowmass Village has unveiled a new voucher program to help local businesses. $25 vouchers will go out to P.O. boxes in Snowmass Village and Woody Creek and residential addresses in Aspen and Old Snowmass before the end of June. The town has committed $200,000 to the program, which is called Love a Local. Vouchers can be used at more than a dozen Snowmass businesses anytime before the end of July. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.